Because it's such an experience. An experience is something which you were there, and almost words can't do it. If someone wasn't there last night, you can't recreate it with words almost. You can't do that. So it's hard. It's an experience. It's part of you. And it's such a great thing to have such good friends. So people are so happy for each other, so proud of each other. And it's more than a high five on a baseball field, because these things, these relationships, and these accomplishments were forged together in a Beis Medrash with hard work. You sit together when it's light outside, when it's dark outside, when you're tired, when you're under pressure, when you're coming and going, and you know that these accomplishments, you really, really feel deeply for what your friends have done. And within the curriculum and extracurriculars, so I just want to really, really tell you how proud of I was, and all of us were, to be part of an experience like that. And I'll invite you. That's why not only one year, but there's several years you're here, and you can do this over and over again. I actually think Yom Tovim here are actually an experience, and there are many things that happen here in the yeshiva that fit into that category. But last night was really high charge, and I want to thank you for what it meant to me. I'm sure all of you should appreciate it. It really should be mentioned. Yeshiva does have many venues, many different elements of the program which have that to it. So Chaperein, be ready. Sometimes a speaker shows up at a short notice, and there's an opportunity to go to the class is going on a trip today, things. But last night was special because of the Ruchnius involved. Now, as far as, just quickly, I want to mention about the parasha, there's a lesson which members like jumps out at you, which is especially specific for B'nai Torah. I like to do that every week, not only come up with some type of insight, but to see something which speaks to a Ben Torah. And I think this week's parasha jumps out tremendously. We had a group of people going into to do a mission. They had a job to do. These 12 men were going to go and check out Eretz Yisrael. So 10 of them set out to see the place, to see a location, a land. They saw something physical. They saw something that was an overwhelming challenge, and it was going to be difficult. And there was a resistance. There was enemies. There were people who were going to be able to defeat us. They saw fruit, and they saw it being like bizarre. That was how they saw it. That's one mission. That's one set. There was two others, though, who saw Eretz Yisrael as an opportunity. It wasn't a place. It was a place for which we could. It was a resource. Kadosh Baruch Hu had given it to us. And the key into their perspective, which was correct, is that first of all, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Yehoshua. And Kalev himself went to go daven by Maris Machpelah by the Avos. Now, why each one went, why Moshe didn't daven for Kalev, and why Yoshua, why that's not today. But you do see tefillah sets a person on track, puts you into the groove, and then when you see things, you see them differently. They don't see a land that's overwhelming and difficult. You see an opportunity and a breeding ground for Klal Yisrael to have ruchnius. So tefillah is a very special key to our perspective upon our day and upon our mission, in the short term and in the long term. Now, what's glaring about this message is that here we are setting out towards a mission to go touring the land. We're going to be, you know, not yet, but in a couple of weeks from now, the summer's coming up. The Parsha Shlach is right now, so that's what I'm talking about it. We should take the message of the Meraglim. There's two people could see the same thing, but they see completely different messages. One sees despair and hopelessness, and saying physical, you're not saying physical. The first day you buy, it's wonderful. Then it gets a little bit used and dirty and broken and dented, and then finally you have to buy a new one. But ruchnius is the reverse. Od yinuvun b'seva, older experience. Ruchnius grows. So if you look about something from with a ruchnius perspective, you see something that's vibrant, and it's dynamic. It's growth. This azokain. Doesn't have to be old. A zaken is someone's filled with ruchnius. So physical gets old, and as time goes on, it breaks down. But the ruchnius is the reverse. So let's look upon our summer as an opportunity to go through the land and go with the proper perspective. Let's cheer our way through it. And daven. I don't know, Rabbi Shechter, I'm sure he's going to have his program. And if you don't have the schus of being there and fitting that to your program, you could actually find many places at Batei Medrash. Stick with your chaverim. What wonderful friends you guys have. Unbelievable. Such a wonderful schus. I'll come back to that. Last night was so filled with ruchnius. Grab it. Keep it part of you. Take those pictures. But remember the the excitement of that moment and carry it with you day by day in your tefillos. You should be so proud of the fact that you have friends like this who are so proud of your accomplishments in all ways. And that should carry you day by day in the summer to make sure that you accomplish and see things in the proper perspective. Should all be zocha, the tefillos should be miskabel, and the link to the avos should help us accomplish our master plan.
Clowns.
Yeah. So, I'll show you.